Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Today.
There we go. Steve. What's up?
There we go. Need the upgrade.
P-Day off the top rope.
What's going on? Welcome,
how are you?
Welcome back.
How's it going? You guys ready for the Jets to go 17-0? Or
woo!
What?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Oh, Josh, we're outnumbered.
Yeah, I guess so. We're having a party.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Where are we starting? What are we doing?
First off, Panay, welcome back to the pod.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. Can't wait for the show. Hopefully, I don't make any too bad of picks this time.
It was really just the one pick. I think when we wrapped it up in the season ending pod, didn't you have the most right picks? Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Ironically,
just some bad hot takes.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Do you think we should just cancel this pod and just do a pod on his Colts pick? Or, like, just do an hour. Let's just do an hour on it.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I can't wait for your sleeper team this year. Just because the Colts pick was, yeah, you said it with such conviction. I think that's why we harp on it so much. It was great,
yeah.
But we're gonna try and not make this, 3 hours again. I think we're, instead of going through each team, we're gonna run through each division and kind of go around who we think's gonna win each division, and then we have kind of like a list of other things that I'll go through. Obviously, we'll get into the Jets and Giants, sleeper teams, Super Bowl predictions, favorite bets, that sort of thing. So we ready to go? Ready to roll?
Let's do it.
All right.
Sure.
What division do we want to start with? Not everyone at once.
How about the NFC North?
Okay.
NFC North?
I don't know. I just picked that out of a hat.
Yeah, why not? No, why not? Why not, right?
So then let's do counterclockwise. We'll go north, then west and south, and east will be last.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Great idea.
I'm not great with compasses, but let's do it.
And obviously, Aaron Aaron Rodgers is going to be a big focal point of this pod and for future pods, and has been. So may as well start with his former team, the Green Bay Packers, the Jordan Love era will start. I'm gonna start like this. I think it's as simple as I think the Vikings. They obviously, I don't think we'll win as many games as they did last year, but I think they are my pick for this division. I just, Cousins is solid. You got, Jefferson, some other good players. I know they lost some people, Cook and Thielen, but I think their defense got a little better. So I'm going with the Vikings. Who wants to go next?
All right. Okay. I said NFC North, quick, because, I kind of want to get into it because this is kind of my upset special here.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember last year on the pod, we talked about how every year except for three in the modern era, a team's gone from worst to first. Last year was the Jags. So I picked the Jags last year. So this year, my worst to first team is going to be the Chicago Bears.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
So – I like the addition of DJ Moore at wide receiver. I like having a full year of Chase Claypool at wide receiver. I think they fixed a couple of their offensive line things. And I think Justin Fields, who was one of the best rushing quarterbacks of all time last year. I watched a lot of Justin Fields in college. I didn't even know he could run because he was a pocket passer at Ohio State. So I think now that he's got some weapons, I think he's really ready to explode this year. And I think with the division the way it is, the Packers are probably going to be down. The Vikings, I mean, they are, I know Tony likes them. They are still as talented as they were last year, but they won so many games last year by a field goal. It was such a fluky season.
Very lucky team.
I can see a little pressure there.
Very
and
lucky.
Then Detroit, yeah, like everyone's high in Detroit, right? But, you know, let me see it first before I pick them. So I'm going to go with the Bears.
Okay.
Question about the Bears. Who's their running back? I'm drawing a blank.
Khalil Herbert.
Yes.
Oh, it's Herbert? Oh, yeah. He's the starter now? Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Fields, though, right? It feels like it's Fields. I mean.
Yeah, he was sixth in the NFL in rushing last year, so we'll go Fields.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
Shit. Paul, go so you.
I'm with Tone. I'm going to go with Minnie. Watching that Netflix doc with Kirk really turned me into a fan for him. And like Adam said, the Lions, they got to prove it first. I still think Goff, one big hit, he seems very fragile to me. I could see him just getting hit early in the season and being out for a prolonged period of time. Not sure what I love Gibbs, the first round that they drafted, but seems a little crazy to draft them that high, no? When they have like a decent amount of holes on that team, especially when they had a decent amount of running backs they got rid of for him. So Jefferson, he's the top offensive player skill position wise in the league. So if you have that, you're basically having a huge opportunity to be, you know, the winning side for the game. So I think they're going to win 12 games, actually. I'm rolling with them for the division still.
Ooh.
Wow, okay. 12.
What'd they win last year? 13?
13,
I think it was
13. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's a board.
I think Madison, to be able to lead back, I think he's going to really have a huge year without Cook there.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're the same guy, by the way.
They do look alike when they're running, for sure.
Yeah, I kept getting confused last year. Juice.
All right. So I have two teams from this division going to the playoffs, and none of them are Minnesota. So ooh. I have winning the division. I have the Lions. I think they're gonna have. They had a lot of momentum at the end of last year, and I think they're gonna continue that. Ben Johnson stayed as the OC. He's gonna be a future head coach, and I just believe in Dan Campbell. I think they finally have a guy and a direction, somebody who really knows what he's doing, how to run a team, and. He's like an actual CEO of that organization. They're starting to turn around. The draft picks of Gibbs, and I think they took another guy named Jack Campbell. Is that his name? The linebacker. Both guys were really early picks, but they fit like what they're trying to do. Yeah, and I think Goff is going to continue to really be efficient and throw to St. Brown. And yeah, I have them winning the division.
Okay. There it is. Do you want to say your other team? Played,
we'll get to it when we go through the wild cards. But
okay.
When they played the Giants, they were the one team that really dominated the Giants. You know, both ends of the ball. They beat us up pretty good. So
I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Lions.
All right. Panay.
My pick's not fun at all. I have Minnesota and Detroit, both top 5, 10, and 7 at the top of the division. I think Chicago is going to improve a lot. I mean, they can't go worse than 3 wins. But I have Chicago improving, but not being in the cellar of the division, I have Green Bay.
Okay.
I have Green Bay winning like 6 games this year.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because I always like to reference him, but our good friend Bill Simmons – Paul's a really good friend.
He's my guy.
he's really high and on the Packers, and I think it's only to troll the Jets and Jet fans. That's my theory. It remains to be seen. It remains to be seen with them. I honestly, we don't know how they're going to be, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if they end up, you know, getting like 9 wins and sneaking in.
I don't think they're going to be good, Green Bay, but I think I think 6 wins is probably like Pina said, is probably right around that number. But I do think they I could see them going like 12-5 or 12-4-1 against the spread, just because they're going to be such a tough running team. I think because they have the two power backs, and I think they're going to lean on that
and good defense defense. Yeah. Maybe they might be better.
Like,
than we thought. I don't know.
Their offensive weapons aren't like there. Like Watson, Dobbs, a lot of drop passes last year from Rodgers. Do you know who their tight end is? Probably not.
Nope.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know what's there really with the offense. And, you know, Love's first year, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, gonna be interesting division to watch, for sure. Definitely one of the more interesting ones. So, anything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a player to watch. Addison, the rookie receiver that the USC. Vikings traded up for. I think he might be rookie of the year candidate.
Okay.
I think he's better than Jefferson.
Whoa!
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's a hot take. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, when he was in Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett was a top pick, and then he transferred to USC with Caleb Williams. Now Caleb Williams was the Heisman winner. So I don't know. He's really good. I watched a lot of him in college.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. So I like my pick even more. Anything else on the NFC North? Okay.
Maybe a little Patrick Ewing theory with the Packers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely thinking it.
I'm probably less confident as, like, you know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that Jordan Love's going to be, you know, replacing him at the level of when Rodgers replaced Favre. But I think their defense is really good. They draft well. They have two running backs. They have, you know, a good wide receiver in Christian Watson. So, yeah, why not?
Why would they try to trade for Jonathan Taylor, though? That was weird to me.
Yeah,
they were the other team. I didn't understand that.
I don't get that either. I don't know. Bizarre. All right, let's head west to the NFC West. Obviously, probably, arguably one of the best teams in the league. You know, a Super Bowl favorite, the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I'm going to make this simple. They're obviously my pick. They're stacked. Maybe the best defense in the league or one of them. I guess their only question mark is quarterback with Purdy. How he'll shake out. But Sam Darnold, he's lurking. He's the backup there. Maybe Shanahan could turn him around. And McCaffrey, if he's healthy. And Debo. So, yeah, the Niners.
Debo. Yeah, I'm going with them. It seems like that's the easy pick. The only thing I'm worried about him was Bosa, though. What's going? He still hasn't been signed yet, and I feel like that's not being talked about enough by the media.
Oh, he hasn't. Okay.
It makes that whole defense go. So if he's out, that can linger on in the media, and who knows if they start out slow. Purdy, is he fully healthy? I don't know. They're saying he is, but you know that's a tricky injury to come back from without any game time, like preseason to practice with. So. Their roster is loaded. That division is just, ugh. I think the Rams are going to be sellers at the deadline. I saw it today that Donald might be available at the deadline if they, you know, start out very slow. Stafford, that article he came out, he said he can't connect with any of the young players on the team. So it doesn't seem like Cooper Kupp's hurt now a couple days ago with his hamstring. So they don't even know when he's going to come back. I do like Seattle, though. I think it's going to be a lot tighter, that division, than they think, though. I think Geno, and they got the receiver that I wanted the Jets to get, Jackson Smith, Jigba. I don't know how to say his last name.
Najigba.
Najigba from USC. So, and the Cardinals, I think they might go 0-17. But,
Yeah, that pump-up speech. That pump-up speech from, was it Gannon? What's his name?
Yeah, it's the guy from Impractical Jokers. He looks just like him.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. Quite. And Kyler, I mean, who knows with that? And yeah, pretty bad. But Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to go chalk with you guys also. It's boring, but I think they're QB-proof, the Niners. I don't really think it matters who's starting the quarterback. I think they're loaded everywhere. I think a full season with McCaffrey in that system, I'm excited to see what they do with him. And the defense is real good too. So I think they're going to win comfortably. Seattle, I kind of like. I think they got some firepower on offense. And, you know, they've kind of secured Geno as the guy there. But I don't see them as a playoff team. And obviously Arizona is going to be starting a fifth-round rookie, I think, at quarterback. It seems like they're trying to lose. And then the Rams, I think, could be like a stealth sleeper. You know, just having Stafford back alone, plus, you know, we'll see what happens with Kupp. I know he's got some hamstring stuff going on, but
They did win the Super Bowl 2 years ago, so I'm wondering if they have a little bit of pride left and maybe they want to make a little bit of a run there, but I doubt it. So I'm going to stick with the Niners.
Okay. Juice.
I'm going to say Niners. Yeah. I think they have essentially have a Pro Bowl player at every position, the best middle linebacker. The coaching is really good. It's going to hurt losing their defensive coordinator to the Texans, but the rest of the division kind of stinks. The Seahawks are good, but the Rams, you know, funny story about the Rams, I was playing golf on Friday, and the guy checking in, when I was checking in, happened to be a diehard Rams fan, and he doesn't think that the Rams are going to win a single game. He thinks McVay will be out, and he thinks Aaron Donald will retire.
Jeez.
And the Cards, yeah, he's like really low, but he's really happy they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And for the Cardinals, yeah, I think they're going to – they have two picks that are going to be really high, maybe one and two. They may just get a new quarterback in Caleb Williams and then just go Marvin Harrison Jr. with the second pick and just start all over. I don't even know if, you know, Kyler, when he comes back, if he's going to be the guy. He may have already just lost his job. So,
okay.
But, yes, I have the Niners here.
All right. Panay, are we feeling the sweep here?
Yeah, definite sweep. I agree with everything you guys said in that order. San Fran, Seattle, Rams, Arizona. I agree with Paul. It could be an 0-17 season.
All right. So there we go. Don't be surprised, though, if the Niners lose week one. Going into Pittsburgh, we'll talk about them in a little bit. But that, you know, and then everyone's going to go, oh, my God, the Niners. But, like, I don't even think it matters. But don't be surprised if that happens.
Also, now that we all picked them, I fully expect them not to win the division.
Right? Right? I mean, yeah, Seattle. I mean, you know, they were frisky last year. I got to think they only got better. So We'll see. Maybe a wild card team. South. NFC South, which arguably is probably the worst division in football, in my opinion. Yeah, I'm just going to go Saints. This seems like... I wouldn't say the obvious pick, but yeah, I just think they're the best team in this division. We got Carr, first year with them, and maybe a redemption story, so to speak. Even though 2 years ago, I mean, he was kind of like, was he kind of like an MVP candidate? I don't know what happened last year in Vegas, but yeah, I'm going Saints.
Okay, so yeah, New Orleans, that's my big surprise team of the year. So if anyone wants a good future bet, I think you stack Derek Carr over and everything.
Ooh.
Michael Thomas over and everything. Olave, everything. Coach of the year, Dennis Allen, division winner. Over and wins, everything. I really think they're going to dominate that division and people are sleeping on them. Solid defense, great home field. Kamara could have a good bounce back. Michael Thomas, when he played last year, I know he was hurt for, you know, almost the majority of the season, but he was still putting up very good numbers. If he's just healthy enough to be a really good number two, him and Olave, I don't see many better combos, wide receivers out there in the league. And I think Carr is extremely motivated playing in a dome and a lot of good weather games in that division. And outside of that team, I mean, Atlanta, I'm a little excited about to see with Robinson. But yeah, I think Saints are going to roll through that division. 12 wins.
Boom. Okay. Adam.
I'm in lockstep with Paul. I already bet the over, which was 9.5.
That's okay. All it is? 9.5? Oh, wow.
9.5. I think this is the lock division winner. And let me just real quick, I'm going to run through their schedule, and you tell me the quarterbacks that they're playing, okay? Week one, they're playing Tennessee. Who's their quarterback?
Tannehill.
Week two, Carolina.
Bryce.
Stroud.
Bryce Young.
Young, sorry.
Yeah.
Week three, Green Bay.
Love.
Week four, Tampa.
Oh, God. That I don't
Baker,
know.
Baker.
Oh, Baker.
Week five, New England.
Oh, Mac.
Week six, Houston.
Stroud.
Week seven, maybe the toughest one on their schedule, the Jags.
All right, Lawrence.
Trevor.
Yeah, all right, you get it. You ready? Yeah, Colts, Bears, Saints, Colts, Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Lions, Panthers, Giants, Saints again, God. Bucks again, Falcons. So
A really, really, they don't play a top 10 quarterback all year unless you count Daniel Jones or one of the rookies. So,
jeez. Yeah,
no one's counting Daniel Jones. So,
okay, wow, hammer that over. Juice.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Saints. I'm not as high on them though as Adam and Paul. I just think they're gonna win this division by default just because the other teams aren't good enough. Derek Carr, I think his prime years are past. Same thing for, Michael Thomas and Kamara. I think their best years are behind them. You're right. This division stinks, and the rest of the teams, I think, aren't as good. I almost picked Atlanta just because I like their skill position players, and I think the coach has potential, but I stuck with the Saints.
Okay. Panay, can we get another sweep, right? Another earthquake? Or are you going with your Carolina Panthers?
So the Carolina Panthers are coming in the cellar of this division because they're awful.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
They're gonna be, I think, around like the 3-4 win territory.
I agree.
So because of what Adam said, I am now changing my pick to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Yeah. State your case.
Josh said it. I mean, they got Bijan Robinson, Algier in the backfield. That's okay. Drake London, he could be a good receiver. Pitts, I mean, they've talked about the guy for years. He hasn't done anything. So it's, I think year three is time for him to actually do something. So, and then you got a full year out of Ritter. So let's see if they could get to 9 wins to take the division.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think they're sneaky, Atlanta. You know, they.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Desmond Ritter thing is that they compared him to Mariota when he came out.
Ooh. Oh, like, yikes.
Why would you draft a guy that you're comparing to Mariota?
Yeah.
By the way, where is Mariota these days?
Philly.
I think Philly. He's on Atlanta. He's on Philly. Philly.
Oh, he's a Philly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was on that QB show.
I felt bad for him, having his first kid. That's supposed to be like, a great time in your life. And he was like struggling and I don't know. And then just kind of the way he like left. I don't know. It was rough, but we'll see.
I think he'll actually get some playing time in Philly. I'm interested. We'll see that.
Oh, why? You think like trick plays, stuff like that?
I think they're going to run some, trick plays like that in Philly. And I can see Hurts getting banged up a few games with his running all the time, too. So we'll see.
That's true. We'll see. By the way, is anyone logging all this stuff by any chance? Anyone?
I'll do that when I re-listen. When I re-listen to it, I'll.
Okay.
I'll,
yeah. I mean, I always re-listen.
I think so far they've been pretty easy.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Like we can figure it out.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, I always
wrote down mine, but I don't have yours.
Yeah. By the way, Juice, you're doing selfish. A fantasy draft right now, right?
Oh yeah, I'm balls deep in this thing.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Anyone get anyone good?
Yeah, like my first pick was I have the 10th pick. I don't love having the 10th pick, but I took, I'm a Giants fan. My first two picks, I went C.D. Lamb and then I went Devonta Smith.
Whoa.
So, big Giants fan here, guys.
There you go. All right.
Wow.
Very good.
That's still better than picking Waller in the second.
Oh, from the top rope.
Listen, sometimes you got to just stick to your belief, all right? I think he's going to be really good.
I think so, too. And that brings us to the NFC East and Juice and Adam's New York Football Giants. This was probably the best division of football last year, right? Yeah, probably. And might still be. I'm going to go, Eagles. That Eagles. Going with them. I know the Cowboys are going to be really good, too. But I think the Eagles are stacked. Simple as that. Pancakes.
Same. I'm rolling with Eagles.
That's your team. You love
first time. Yeah. First time in what, 20 years that if they do win, that they'd be back-to-back champions for this division. I think it's that long, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow. So, really?
Yeah, no one's won it back to back in that long. So that's the one thing that's giving me pause, but I can't get behind Dak at all. And Pollard, I love, but can he handle a 17-game season? I'm not sure about that. And their backup running back is the size of Minnie Mouse, so I don't know about that if he gets hurt.
Wait, who is it?
It's some guy, Vaughn, from Kansas State.
Vaughn, right? The coach's son?
He's about 5'5", and he's got to be under 200 pounds. He's, like, ridiculously.
He's like Sproles, Darren Sproles. Like,
yep,
that small?
Exactly.
Yeah. Same kind of player.
Okay.
Exactly. Philly, they lost their coordinator, but who does anyone know who they got? Was it Jim Schwartz? I'm almost sure it's him, right?
Their D coordinator?
That nut job? Yeah, I think it's Schwartz.
Wasn't he there before?
I think he was.
Like a few years ago?
He was. I think he's bounced around, but I think he's back now.
No, the Eagles defensive coordinator is Sean Desai.
Oh.
Was he in the system? Like, he's from Philly, or was it outside hire? We're not sure.
I don't know. Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Didn't really lose anyone on their team. Kelsey came back. They thought he was going to retire. So they're rolling at the same guy. Smith is a year older. A.J. Brown is there with another year with, developed chemistry with Hurts.
I think Seattle?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre Swift is going to be great in that system. Absolutely great. I love their running game. Gainwell, Boston Scott. 13 wins, Philly.
Okay. Adam.
I hate the Eagles, and I'm picking them. I hate that the Giants have to play them on Christmas, so my Christmas is ruined. So I don't want to talk about the Eagles. I want to talk about the Giants for a sec, okay?
Yeah.
I like that we have a bunch of receivers that are all kind of gadget guys. I think we're going to move guys. I think you're going to see a lot of motion pre-snap. I think you're going to see guys lined up everywhere. I think you see guys like Wandale Robinson and Jalen Hyatt lined up in the backfield. I think this offense can be better than people think. And I know that they're starting some kindergartners in the secondary, but the front seven is pretty good. So I think the Giants can be better than people think this year.
What would you put their record at?
I'm going to go 10-7.
Ooh.
Do we want to
like get into the Giants now or wait till we're done with the divisions and get to the Giants and the Jets?
We can circle back. We can give a little appetizer now. And
okay.
Back
All right. We'll circle back. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Eagles win the division.
Okay. Juice.
The Eagles really, really impressed me in that Super Bowl. I mean, I had a lot of Miller Lights. But Jalen Hurts looked awesome. I'm actually picking Jalen Hurts to win the MVP this year.
Okay.
I was listening to the radio and a Philadelphia, I mean, granted, he was a Philadelphia beat writer. He went through the schedule and he explained every game and why the Eagles will go 17-0. And it didn't sound ridiculous. They're that talented. I have them winning the whole thing. They have probably the best wide receiver duo. They're stacked at running back, obviously MVP candidate at quarterback, and their defense is insane. They're pretty much the Philadelphia Bulldogs. They got everybody from Georgia. The only thing that worries me a little bit is if Jalen Hurts can stay healthy and losing your offensive and defensive coordinators. So those are going to be big shoes to fill. But I got the NFC sucks. I was trying not to pick them to be in the Super Bowl. But I have the Eagles here.
Okay. All right. Can we get another sweep?
All right. Before I make my pick, I just want to talk about the Washington Commanders and who's leading the helmet quarterback, Mr. UNC Pride himself, Mr. Howell. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Do I think they're going to win the division? Absolutely not. I also have the Eagles, and I feel like you'd be crazy not to.
All right.
I just want to mention UNC Pride.
They're so loaded.
Yeah, they really are.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Them getting Jalen Carter was a joke. That's a joke.
Yeah.
That guy was the best player in the draft, probably. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah. And I was
going to kill it. He's going to kill it.
And I was just in Brigantine this past weekend, which is, Philly country, Eagles country. You get a sandwich from Wawa and the what the sandwich is wrapped in. It's home of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it's just like, ugh, but they're that good. They're that good. I feel, you know, obviously I don't hate them like you guys do, like Juice and Adam, like you guys do. But, yeah, you can't deny them at this point. So, all right. There we go. That's NFC. Now AFC. I guess we'll start. Should we start in the AFC North?
Yeah,
sure.
So, in my opinion, this is the best division in football. I, at this moment, do not know who I'm going to pick. I really don't. I have no fucking idea. But
we could save you for last and then go around the table then, try to convince you.
Okay, I like that. Let's go. Pancakes.
Yeah, so I'm pretty confident in this one. I think Baltimore is going to win it by at least two games.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think Beckham and Flowers with Andrews, J.K. Dobbins, if Beckham stays out there. I think Flowers is going to be the offensive rookie of the year. In that system, that offense is fast, right? And they have a lot of, you know, easy red zone targets with Andrews. I think Jackson's motivated. He got paid. His mind's clear. He's going to have an MVP type season. I like that they signed Clowney to add to that defense as well. I still don't trust Cleveland at all with Watson. Something's just off with that team. They have a lot of talent, but no, can't get behind that. Pittsburgh, I do think, will finish above 500 or 500 like they always do with Tomlin. Bengals will be right there, but I think, Ravens almost beat Cincinnati with, who was it, Hundley or
yeah,
the other guy, Brown, last year. So they can play with them. They know each other. And I think Lamar just takes it to a whole different level this year with those weapons.
Okay. Adam.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Paul are on the same page. A lot of people are talking about this division. And I don't know. I look at Baltimore and I'm like, why would I pick against them? Like, they have Lamar Jackson. He's probably the best quarterback in the division. Definitely the best quarterback. The only MVP in the division. They gave him some weapons. They have the best coach in the division, arguably. You know, you could say Tomlin, maybe. He's a great coach, too. But, you know, Harbaugh's always got that team ready to play. Their defense is always good. Baltimore they're just so consistent every year. So I look at the rest of the division, like Pittsburgh, a lot of people high on Pittsburgh. Let's see it from Kenny Pickett first. And also, do I have to watch Najee Harris run into piles again this year? I mean, I don't know. I got to see it with Pittsburgh. Cleveland, again, Deshaun Watson was throwing grounders all year. Last year when he came back, he hasn't really played competitive football in 2 years. So it's hard for me to get behind them also. But yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Ravens.
All right. Juice.
Wow. So I will be the third person in a row not taking the Bengals. I'm gonna go Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Splash.
I'm really high on Kenny Pickett and the wide receiver group. I know the running back, Najee Harris, is really frustrating to watch. But they do have a decent backup in Jalen Warren, and I expect him to take over as lead back. PJ Watt coming back. Defense is great. Listen, you got probably the best coach in football, right? You got Mike Tomlin.
Splash.
Tony's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
He's my guy.
He has
not lost a season, right? Ever.
No.
Ever. So, ever. Yeah, ever. That's right.
I'm going Pittsburgh. And actually, one of my surprise picks, I got the Bengals finishing last in the division.
Okay.
I have Baltimore right after the Steelers, and then I have the Browns third, and I have the Bengals last. So I'll tee it up for Pine.
There you go.
First of all, how dare you guys go against the legend Joe Burrow himself, because I'm all the way on Cincinnati.
Whoa, okay.
All the way to Cincinnati. Joe Burrow. I mean, the guy is just the winner. And that's what he does. He came in, impressed me. I mean, I have no reason to doubt him. Jamar Chase, Mixon. I mean, is that receiving core is probably the best, though.
Is Burrow healthy?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, I don't like.
I think he's healthy.
He hasn't played a snap, right? He hasn't played a snap in the preseason.
No. But he hasn't like ever though, because like last year he had the appendectomy.
Oh, right.
Before something happened.
It's always something.
He's never really played a preseason. Yes, there's always something going on in the preseason. Then he comes and just does what he does. So as long as he's their quarterback, I'm taking Cincy.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, this division is stacked. I mean, I think there's going to be three teams with winning records in this division. I'm kind of with Juice on this and with the Bengals. I think they take a step back. I don't know why, but maybe it's Burrow, some sort of injury. You know, I don't know if the offensive line is still not gotten any better. They went to the Super Bowl and then AFC Championship. I think it's just, I don't know. I just have a feeling. And I kind of like the arguments on the Ravens. I just think they're consistent. They're solid. I kind of want to make the Browns a sleeper team here. I think they're going to be sneaky good. And I kind of like the Steelers, too. I think they're going to be sneaky good. But I'm going to go with the Ravens. So, yeah.
Wow, I think that was the best division yet. We all had, like, different thoughts.
Yeah, I'm like, lost on this one. Like, I think all the teams are good. One of them just won't have a winning record, and I think it might be the Bengals, but I could be completely wrong here.
But you're right, Tom. I think this probably is the best division in football. I think they're all pretty good coaches.
Yeah.
For me personally, the Baltimore Pittsburgh game is like my favorite game. One that's usually like a Sunday night primetime game. I love that. It's not high scoring, but it's like old school throwback football, hard hitting, awesome.
Yeah, this division is going to be awesome just to watch. Like every game. Browns definitely intrigue me because I don't know what they'll be. But go ahead.
What do you guys think is the best division?
Oh, this one for me.
AFC North, NFC East, and the AFC East. I think they're all very similar.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get to the AFC East last, obviously. But, yeah. No, there's some really good divisions here. Really good.
I like the East divisions better than the North, both the East divisions.
Okay.
Oh, personally, yeah.
Could definitely ring true. All right, should we head to the AFC West?
Yeah, let's
do it. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty simple for me. I think it's just going to be the Chiefs again. I know it's boring. I saw, you know, Kelsey. I don't know how serious this injury is, but it's Mahomes and Reed. Simple as that. Raiders, I know they lost some close games last year, but I don't think Jimmy G makes them that much better. Broncos, I don't see it. I know they got some injuries. I know they got Peyton now, but eh. And then the Chargers, you know, the coach stinks. Herbert's great. They might be pretty good, but yeah, Chiefs. That's it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go. I don't know about this one. It's very tricky. My heart's telling me the Chargers for some reason.
Okay.
I really think with Jones out from the Chiefs, he makes that defense go. Who knows if. But Kelsey, that could be a lingering injury. He makes the offense go. I know Mahomes, like, whatever. He can make a garbage man look good when he throws to him, like, you know. But I don't know. It just something seems off. Like with the Super Bowl hangover, maybe it's got to be time for them to eventually take a step back a little bit, right? Or start slow. I don't know. I feel like it's the Chargers. They're finally going to crack, get over the hump this year.
Okay, that's fair.
So I'm rolling with them.
Okay, Adam.
Chiefs.
There you go.
I don't know. Tyreek Hill left and Mahomes had his best year. So now if Kelsey gets hurt, I still think Mahomes is going to be the best player in the NFL. I don't know. I just they always win at home. They've won pretty much 13 games a year since he's been there. They've hosted the AFC title game basically since he's been there. So I'm going to it's hard to pick against that. So I'll go Chiefs.
All right. Chiefs.
For the record, a lot of my futures depend on the Chiefs, so let's hope they win.
and you know, one thing I forgot to, you know, mention is, you know, watching that quarterback show, Mahomes really, like, I thought he was just kind of like this, like, quiet guy. Like, that show really showed me something with him. I mean, he's got some dog in him. Like, he is, like, a fucking big competitor. Time. Like, yep. That kind of took me by surprise. So, yeah, I think they're going to win some more titles here.
And he's sneaky, too. He was acting like, remember, he's like, I try to be purposely nice to the people so they don't try to hit me as hard.
Right. Yeah.
So he's playing chess, you know.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, yeah. Juice.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs. I mean, as long as Patrick Mahomes is there and Andy Reid is there, it's going to be them. But I will say this. I don't have them in my Super Bowl.
Okay.
Ooh. Fair.
So Chiefs. So I'll say Chiefs, and then for the other teams, I think Las Vegas is trash, and they need an utter overhaul. Get rid of that head coach. He's terrible. I think Chandler Jones already posted like on IG that they locked him out of the gym, and you know it's just like it's a mess. That guy should never be a head coach again.
Yeah, right. You're right, Juice. Like, how many times has this guy got like a, you know, a second, third, fourth chance? Like Denver, didn't he turn down the Colts after he accepted it?
Yeah,
something weird happened with that.
He accepted the job and then rescinded it, or just said rejected it after. I don't know. He's trash. He needs to go.
And it just seems like he's an asshole as a person. I think he did something to Waller about when he was getting married to his wife on Las Vegas Aces or whatever. He put it in the media because he missed a practice or something. I don't know. There was something behind
that.
Well,
I think he wasn't invited to the wedding or something. And, well, that's a clear indication, right? The weird player, the best player doesn't want to be there. Doesn't want you there. But, like, he made that public, and it, like, was meant to make him look bad. But, yeah, he's trash. He's got to go. And they need a new just a new everything. If you look back at the Gruden and Mayock draft, they are the worst. And I love Gruden, and I love Mayock when he was on NFL Network. They are the worst picks ever. They're so bad. So they just need to overhaul it. And then the Denver Broncos give you a break. One of my other prediction I have is I have Russell Wilson getting benched for Jared Stidham. I don't think that head coach wants anything to do with Russell Wilson at all. He's inheriting it for now, and then he'll move on.
But Juice, weren't they sitting together at like a bunch of Nuggets games?
It'll move. He's gonna try. He's gonna try because he has nothing else. He has Jared Stidham, right?
Yeah.
But I think Russell Wilson is washed. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I agree there.
And I think Sean Payton came out and said Russell Wilson needs to stop paying attention to what other people think of him.
Yeah, yeah. He said, "Stop kissing babies. You're not a public officer. You're not running for politics." I don't see that. That's not a good situation. And then, you know, the Chargers I'll get into later.
Okay. A little sneak peek.
I like that.
A little teaser.
Okay. Love it.
Panay.
All right. So Adam dropped some knowledge on us last year when he was like, yeah, one of the Super Bowl teams will not perform as well. He called the Rams demise. And I already liked the Eagles a lot. So I think the Chiefs do not win the division, and I'm saying the Chargers, it's Herbert's time to take over.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I like it.
So we got two people on the Chargers. Still to this day, you know, I just hate that they play in LA now, you know, like every home game, like half the crowd is
it's
like
not
other
a home
team
game.
Fans. I know. It's just, it's just a shame. They're the San Diego Superchargers, you know? I hate that, but whatever. It is what it is. They choked so bad last year in the playoffs. I mean, that was historical, right? Was that the worst? Was that the biggest blow?
31-3? Was that 28?
Yeah, it was something crazy like that, right? I mean, that was just pitiful. And the coach got to stay. So, I don't know. I just think he's on a tight leash there. But who knows? They have a lot of upside. So, we'll see.
Yep.
All right. Let's head south. And something about the AFC and NFC South. I think this is probably the second worst division in football.
This one's tough.
This one's brutal. But I do think the Jags, they're good. They are legit. I think the Titans, too. I think the Titans, at times last year, were really good. And they had a lot of bad injuries. So as long as they're healthy, they got a good coach. I like Vrabel a lot. I'm going to go with the Titans. I think it's going to be tight between them and the Jags. But, I'm going Titans here. I mean, let's be honest. Panay's Colts and the Texans. D'Amico Ryans, that's going to be a tough one. You know, it's been like a couple of one-and-dones there. Hopefully not the case for him. But, Titans.
I'm with you on that one, too.
Okay.
Tennessee. I read an article today that I didn't realize it came down to week 17 last year, right? Between the Titans and the Jags.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
And the guy, who's the quarterback, Dobbs, right? He was signed 10 days prior, and I guess, you know, he fumbled at the end of the game. Right. That's the only reason they lost. So a guy who was just signed, you know, 10 days ago, learned the whole entire offense, playing against the division, fourth division, had it in the last minute. Like, that tells me something. I still like Vrabel as a coach a lot. Tannehill, I'm not a huge fan of him, but he can win some games. And yeah, right. And I think Hopkins, he still has a lot of juice left. I think he's paired up. Burks has to stay healthy. That's the key. And anytime you have Henry, you know, they're a very good defensive team. The Jags getting Ridley back, that's going to be huge. Him, Engram and Kirk, ETN, if ETN stays healthy, that's a question mark with him a lot. It's going to be a very tight conference, but yeah, I'm gonna roll with Titans.
Okay. Adam.
So Tennessee has been like one of the best organizations quietly in the NFL for a bunch of years now because of Vrabel. I think he's a really good coach. There's some like Belichick stuff with that.
For sure.
But you know, Trevor Lawrence is my guy. I really think that he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Calvin Ridley, I think people forget how good he was. Like, he's like a bona fide top five, no question, wide receiver when he was in Atlanta with Matt Ryan. So to add that to a team that's already got some pretty dynamic offensive pieces, and their defense really picked it up at the end of last year. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville, and I also just want to mention – Anthony Richardson, who I know the Colts are going to stink, and I know, I mean, sometimes I see his highlights and I'm like, holy cow, but he went 6 for 27. But I'm really curious to see what it looks like because he might be the most athletic quarterback that's ever lived. So I just want to see how it plays out on an actual NFL roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch him and Stroud, Texans.
For sure.
Yeah. It should be fun. Juice.
This pick is a lot of experts are picking this as their surprise team. I saw Peter King had them as the number one team in the AFC.
Peter King?
And he picked it was Jacksonville.
Number one seed. Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have Jacksonville winning the division just because, you know, Super Bowl winning coach. He's really getting that program turned around from the dumpster fire that Urban Meyer left behind. The defense, they've been adding really good draft picks over the years to that defense. Love Etienne at running back. I'll say them first. The Titans are going to be close, though. I don't agree that, you know, they're far off or they're falling off. You know, the coach is still good. They're going to have to figure out who their quarterback is of the future or start planning for that. And then the Colts and the Texans are going to be bad just because of the quarterback situations. But, yep, I'm going to go Jacksonville.
All right. Okay. All right, Panay. Can he do it 2 years in a row?
Yes, let's do it. It's the Indy. No. I'm going to break the tie, the 2-2 tie we have going on, and I'm going to go with the Jags for everything Adam said.
All right.
Calvin Ridley being on the team, and then they forgot about superstar tight end Evan Engram, which one team let go for some reason.
Giant legend.
so, yeah, I'm going Jacksonville. I think they'll win the division easy.
That comeback win in the wild card game against the Chargers was the best football game I watched all year last year. That was incredible.
It was up there. Yep.
It really was. It really was.
I'm trying to think of another memorable game. I mean, that game definitely sticks with me. Oh, the Bills Vikings game was crazy.
Yes.
Oh, that was nuts.
That was nuts. The Vikings Colts, that comeback. Wasn't that the biggest comeback ever, actually?
Yes, in regular season history, yeah.
Yeah. So those three stand out, but yeah, pretty insane. All right, that should be interesting. Division to look at, those two teams. Watch it be the Texans. like shock the world. All right. AFC East, here we go. Yeah, this is definitely one of the better divisions in football.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Obviously, I'm I'm a homer. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, the green Kool-Aid, big time. We'll obviously circle back to them, but yeah, of course I'm taking the Jets. You fucking kidding me? Let's go. Yeah, that's it. I don't have to explain myself. Pancakes.
Oh man, Tony, you put it on me like that. I'll tell you who's not going to win it. Miami. I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, but, fuck them.
You know. the corpse of Tua. I think their defense is extremely overrated. I know they got Fangio, but, you know, Ramsey's out to like mid-December. They might be out of the playoff contention by then. He might not even come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, Wilkins, they weren't able to come to a contract extension with him. Outside of that, they really don't have too many top-end starters on that team. They have Phillips is a good rusher. I think their young other cornerback is good, but no, I'm done with them. Buffalo or Jets? I mean, Buffalo lost 3 games last year by a combined 8 points. So
wow, I didn't even realize that.
They got key. Yeah, they're gonna win against the lesser teams all the time. I think the Jets by the end of the year are gonna be better, but I think it's gonna take them a little while to click, and they're. Schedule to start is brutal. So basically, to win that division, you got to go through Buffalo, right? So they're playing them week 1 at home. Theoretically, you have to win that game, no? To win the division.
Almost. Yeah. It's a huge game already.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, right? That you got to win the division games and the home games. So it pains me to say, I think Buffalo wins the division, but the Jets have a better year. So yeah, I'm doing a little hedge.
Well, what
right
do you
there,
mean? What do you mean by that?
I think the Jets will be a wild card. Buffalo wins the division, but the Jets go further.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Okay. That's fair. And real quick, I'm not ruling the Pats out. Their defense is really good. And Belichick's still the coach there. So I think Miami is last in this division. I just think there's too many variables there.
And also, they've been trying to get a running back. Wilson, they put him on IR. So they have Mostert, he's like 32 years old.
He's always
he's
hurt
up there.
Yeah,
they were trying to get Cook. They were trying to get Taylor. So obviously they're not comfortable with their, the running backs. So, I like that. Miami last place.
Yeah, and with that being said, I have a feeling where Adam's gonna go.
No.
Oh,
I'm not gonna take Miami. I do like Miami. I think Miami's gonna be good. I also think the Jets are gonna be good. But I think Buffalo is going to be better. So I got Buffalo winning the division. I think they're going to have a real chip on their shoulder after just coming so close 2 years ago and then kind of laying that egg against Cincinnati last year. I expect them to come out really focused, and I think they have a chance to finish with the best record in the NFL. And I think the Jets and Dolphins will both be in playoff contention. And I think New England, I think Belichick is stuck in the wrong decade. I think he thinks it's 1997. Like, you know, I don't think you could win, you know, run the ball and you know, the way that they're going to play offense. I just don't think you could win like that. So I think I feel comfortable that they're going to be last. I think the Dolphins are going to be able to score, but I think Buffalo's going to win the division.
Okay. Juice.
I got the Jets. I got the Jets winning the division.
Yeah.
And, it is. Because of the defense. I think the defense is going to be – I think they were top five. I think they were number 5 last year.
Yes.
I think they're going to be top 3 this year. They're even better. You know, and I think that's going to be the driver of the Jets' success this year, not as much Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a big name, and he legitimizes that franchise. He brings, you know, credibility and probably more respect to the Jets. But yeah, it's going to be the defense. Quinnen Williams is an absolute monster. And Sauce Gardner is a megastar who's probably the best corner in the NFL. I still think, you know, what hurts them is their offensive line. And I still think their coaches are a bunch of clowns. But the offense, you know, Saleh can coach defense, and the offense is going to run through Aaron Rodgers. And Garrett Wilson is the X factor. I'm going to go Jets. I have the Bills second. I have New England third, and I have Miami last.
That's how I have it too.
Yeah,
that's how I have it too.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, Panay, don't let us down.
All right.
Now, the Jets have such a tough schedule to start off with. It's going to be tough for them to rack up wins. But that being said, this is our year, and we are winning the division.
Let's take
this division down.
All right.
Home playoff game. It's been 55,000 years. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So that's all the divisions right there. What should we... Should we stay here and go around and pick our wild card teams?
Sure.
Okay. So my wild card teams are going to be the Bills, the Jags, and the Browns. Boom. There it is.
How many wild cards are there? There's three, right?
There's three. Three. Yes. That's my three. So Bills, okay. Jags, and Brownies.
Wow, Browns.
Yeah, my sleeper team.
I like it. Jets, one of the wild cards. Cincinnati, and the third is Jacksonville.
Okay. All right.
So no Pittsburgh, no Cleveland. Yeah.
No, does that mean no Chiefs? Because you took the Chargers.
Didn't I say the Chiefs or no?
I thought you took Chargers out of the West.
No, for the wild card.
Oh.
The Chiefs, who did I say?
You said Jets, Jags, and the Bengals?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Take out the Jags, but the Chiefs.
Okay.
I think that AFC South, it's going to be one team.
One team.
Is going to come out of the playoffs. Just the division, yeah.
Okay. Adam.
I'm going to go Jets. Ooh. I'm going to go Miami also.
Whoa.
Silly.
And I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh. So one.
Wow.
One team from the North.
That's it.
And so three teams coming out of the AFC East. Holy shit.
That's correct. That is correct.
Wow. Really high in that division. Okay.
I like it.
I like it. Juice.
Yeah, I got a second team from the AFC East. I have the Buffalo Bills. I have a second team from the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson can be really good.
Yeah.
And my last wild card team is the San Diego Superchargers.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Panay.
All right. My three teams are the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. And if that's the wild card teams, that is scary.
That is fucking scary.
That is scary.
Hearing that out loud, oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. The AFC is stacked. It's stacked.
Loaded. So. Loaded.
Loaded. And then let's do NFC. Oof. Okay. Cowboys. Seahawks. And I think the Lions, I think, you know, last year they were so close, they missed it by a game, and the Lions.
Yeah.
So Cowboys, Seahawks, Lions.
Okay. I'm going with the G-Men for one.
Ooh, look at that. Are you trolling or are you dead ass?
I don't know what the record is for completion percentage in the NFL and what's like the minimum attempts, but Daniel Jones is going to
Hello? Oh.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You broke up at the end.
Sorry about that. Yeah. My bad. So, yeah, Jones, I think he's going to shatter the completion percentage. He's going to have a great year. They'll get in. Lions, I'm still high on them, even though I don't think they get the division. They get in. And Geno, my man Geno, Seattle.
Geno. All right.
Sneaks in.
Okay. Okay. They made it last year, didn't they?
No, they just missed it at the end.
Just missed it.
Oh, yeah. I thought they made it. Okay. Okay. All right. Adam.
Giants, obviously, right?
Okay.
Easy one. I'm kidding. No. I think they'll sneak in.
Okay.
Wild card. I also like Detroit. And then I'm going to go with a surprise here. I'm going to say the Rams have a little bit of a comeback season here.
The Rams. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you think they're you think they're health, like all their guys, their main guys, end up being healthy. McVay's still a great coach.
I think they could do enough in a weak division to get to like 9, and I think that might be enough in the NFC. And I think Stafford might be a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the conference. So,
okay,
true. Yeah, they got the quarterback. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Juice.
All right. I have the Seahawks. I'm really high. I really like their defense. And Geno just needs to do what he did last year. He was an excellent player. So, yeah. And I trust Pete Carroll. He's a top-notch guy, you know. But I really like their defense. I'm going to go them. I have next the New York Giants. I think they will make the playoffs again, even despite their tough schedule. And then probably the surprise team I have is I have the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
There it is. Yeah. Someone had to do it.
You're high on Love. I can see him being very good.
It's not high on Love. I think it's everything. I think they're going to, without Rodgers there, the team is going to be cohesive without him. I think.
Yeah, they're going to.
It's weird because Rodgers is going to be the glue in New York. But I think without him, they'll have glue in Green Bay. And like I said, I like their defense. And I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Okay. There it is.
All right.
Panay.
The NFL is the only sport where you can have predictions like where they're so different. You know what I mean? Like where I could be like, hey, this team's going to win 3 games. And then you could be like, hey, they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Parity, baby. It's great. Even though a lot of times it ends up just being the obvious teams. But there is some good parity in the league. Panay.
For sure.
All right. This is tough. I feel like there's a lot of teams that are going to be in the mix. I have like 5 teams that I'm thinking of. But I'll go with the Giants, the Lions, and then I'm going to go with a surprise pick. And I'm staying in the North, and I'm going with the Bears.
Bears. Wow.
The Bears.
Okay.
Dine, I'm with you on that.
So a lot of the surprise teams coming out of the NFC North, it seems like, you know? Even though Lions aren't that big of a surprise team, but
yeah, that's the trickiest division to me.
That's a tricky one. All right, so let's just go around. I mean, everyone has to pick, you know, their favorite sleeper team. Obviously, I think we kind of know what that is after just doing the wild cards. But you know, mine's the Browns. Obviously, Paul, what's yours?
Well, I haven't won in the division, but I don't know if that counts. The Saints.
That's your sleeper team? Well,
they're favorite to win the division. Because my wild cards are the Jets, the Chiefs, and the Bengals.
Sounds like the Chargers are like your sleeper team. Maybe.
Yeah. Let's roll with them.
Okay.
AFC Championship for Mr. Herbert.
Mr. SoFi. Adam, I mean, it's probably the Rams, right?
Yeah. No, the Bears. I picked them to win the division.
You did. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with them.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
Let's get nuts.
That's definitely the big one. Yeah, absolutely. Juice.
I guess if we're talking division, for me it'd be Pittsburgh. I'm really high on Pittsburgh.
Okay, I was gonna say them or the Packers was probably the other sleeper team, but yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then Panay.
I'm with Adam. I'm in with that worst to first, and I'm going Bears as well.
Bears.
But let's put it in
after the podcast. Let's bet it.
Let's do it. I'm in.
All right,
let's do it.
All right, very good. Yeah, with the Browns, you know, my Browns, you know, case. I really don't want to bet it and root for Deshaun Watson. You know, to be honest. But I don't know. I just think if you get the Watson from a few years ago, who was like an MVP candidate, and they have a really good defense, good running game. I don't know. I don't know why I see it, but I see it. So that's it. That's my case. I'm sticking to it.
Super Bowl picks?
Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to do Jets, Giants? So this is what we got left. Jets, Giants, future bets, and Super Bowl predictions. So do we want to do Jets, Giants first? Just kind of, or do we even bother dissecting that? I mean, we talk about those teams all the time anyway. What do we want to
do? You can just give, like, how many wins or something.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. I like that.
Quick. You can do quick. I don't know.
Yeah, start with the Giants. Juice.
You know, I think they're going to be good. I think Daniel Jones is going to take a leap. It's the first time he has a returning head coach and offensive coordinator. They drafted a center, and this is his fifth different center that he's had. And this center is going to stay with him, hopefully, for the foreseeable future. I think Darren Waller is going to be a stud, as evidenced by me taking him in the second round of our draft. I think he's going to lead the team in targets, receptions, yards, catches, touchdowns. I think he's just going to be everything for them as long as he stays healthy. I'm a little worried about the pass rush, but hopefully they get a leap from Kayvon. Ojulari stays healthy. And I think most important above everything else, I'm just happy with, like, the front office and the head coach. We finally have adults in the room, and they think, you know, modern, the way you're supposed to evaluate talent. Like Joe Shane, that 3 or 4 game scouted. He was at the Clemson and Duke game last night. Like, these guys are always scouting and doing stuff. So I'm high on the Giants. You know, they say that we have the hardest schedule, but the teams changed, like, who's good and who's not every year.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to go, you know, 10-7.
Okay. And just to be clear, they were what, 9-7-1 last year?
Yes.
Correct.
Correct. Gotcha. Gotcha. Adam.
I'm going 10-7 as well. I agree with Josh on almost every point. I think that they got the front office hire right. I think that they got the coach right. And I think for, like, the first time since, like, they won the Super Bowl in 2011-12, they're actually going to be fun to watch. I think watching the Giants over the last few years, prior to last year, and even in some cases last year, it's been like watching paint dry, and they get a lot of primetime games also. So that was kind of painful, but I think the way that the skill positions are lined up now, and the way they're going to move guys around, and as you said, the way that the offense is going to be a little bit more modern, on top of the fact that there's some good young players on defense, I think that's going to make them probably the most exciting Giant team since that Super Bowl. So I think 10-7 also.
Okay.
I'm excited for Jalen Hyatt. He's going to take the top off.
Oh, yeah.
The speedster. Yeah, I'm not trying to be a hater. I love Dable. But I think they take a slight step back. I think the schedule is really hard. They were playing out of their minds last year. I'm going 8-9.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my take. I could be wrong. I do like the additions. I just think the Saquon thing, it might be worse than we thought, that whole situation. I know he's a classy guy, but you never know what goes on behind the scenes. He might be a little bitter and take a step back. I don't know. I don't know what happened, like, second half of last year, you know? He started out so strong and then kind of fizzled out a little bit. So, yeah, 8-9. Who wants next?
I'll go. 10-7. I think Jones takes a huge step up this year.
Ooh.
Actually makes the Pro Bowl. Yes. Waller's going to have over 1,000 yards. And they're going to spread the ball around every single game. Waller's always going to be the main component, especially in the red zone. But is Robinson, is he healthy for week one or no?
Yeah, they took him off the list.
So he's healthy. Okay. So you got him, Shepard, Hyatt. Who am I missing?
They got Hodgins, Slayton.
Hodgins, Slayton. Okay. Yeah, there's so many of them. I know Beasley's hurt, banged up on the practice squad. But yeah, they're going to throw it around. Dable's going to scheme these guys open every single game. Love Wink, his aggressiveness on defense. Thibodeau's definitely going to have a big year. I worry about their safeties, though. I can't even name them.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Their safeties? I have no idea.
Yeah, their secondary is super young.
The safeties are Jason Pinnick and who's a former Jet, and then...
Oh, he's the starter? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's the starter, and Xavier McKinney.
Okay, McKinney's good. I like Pinnick. Yeah, 10-7. I'm going to go with Dable. Great coach.
Okay. Okay, Rio Kasser. Right.
I'll go 9-8. I think they'll have a winning record. Daniel Jones has just been actually improving each year, so I think he'll get a little bit better. I think him and Saquon have like a good chemistry thing going, where they get each other and they're just going to be playing together in another year. So I think they'll have a winning season.
Okay, so I'm the only one zagging.
I know that hurt, Pina. I know that hurt for you to say.
It did. I'm like saying that.
October 29th. So
we'll see. We'll see.
With that being said, J-E-T-S. I'll start out with my Jets here. Obviously, another team that has a really hard schedule, especially the first, like, what, 7 games, 8 games? I mean, it's going to be brutal. I think the weakest part of this team is the coaching. I don't know. I think, Juice, you said that, right?
I agree.
I think the coaching. Asala hasn't proved anything. Obviously, Hackett, you know, we hated that guy. We wanted him, like, dead last year. And now he's our offensive coordinator. I kind of think Rodgers is, like, the offensive coordinator, if I'm being honest. Was it Ulbrich, the D coordinator? I don't know. Salah is kind of like the D coordinator. So I don't know. That's probably their weakest part. The line I'm not as worried about. I mean, I think Becton's looked great. They got Vera Tucker, Dwayne Brown, Tomlinson, McGovern. They got the rookie Kitman. Let's see what they can do. Other than that, they're stacked all over the place. You know, they got amazing defense. DJ Reed's calling them the 85 Bears. I don't know if we're going to go that far, but we'll see. They're stacked all over the place. Offense, they got weapons all over the place. You know, Garrett Wilson, they got the running backs. Yeah, I'm going, I think it's going to be a tight division. I think they're going to go 10-7 and win the division. Bills maybe 9-8, wild card. And then like Pats 8-9. And then I'm just not high on the Dolphins at all. I think injuries plague them and they have a, you know, bad record. But yeah, that's what I'm going with. 10-7.
10-7?
Yeah.
All right. We got one game. Better, 11-6.
Okay.
Whatever the sack record is for a team, they're going to shatter it this year.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that.
Let's go.
Shatter it. They're going to be playing with leads. I've never seen, I know it's preseason, but like, I follow them so much. It's training camp. Like, I mean, it's insane how many rushers they have. I think their sixth best rusher, like, in training camp is Will McDonald, like, on the depth chart. That's insane.
And he's looked amazing.
He's looked great. So Jermaine Johnson looks like he's going to take an unbelievably huge step this year, and people are going to get to know him.
And the number change.
Huff. Yeah. Bryce Huff, 90% of NFL fans probably have no idea who this guy is. He is probably the best pure rusher in the NFL. The quickest get off. When he's on the field, he's getting a sack.
He led the league in something. What did he lead the league in?
Yeah. And I think people with all the primetime games, they'll finally get to see him. But then you have a guy like Carl Lawson. He's a huge, huge rusher. He's probably going to be getting, you know, backup snaps. You have Clemens, McDonald, Myers, Quinn Williams, Woods, Jefferson. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I think the main concern with them is coaching. Salah really annoyed me a lot with his timeout usage last year, especially in that Lion game. He looked a little shell-shocked, not really knowing how to do
it. That was a bad one, yeah.
Yeah. Deal with that. Like you said, the offensive line, if they stay healthy, they're more than fine. I think Tomlinson, he was an all-pro guy with the Niners. I think he just had a little bit of a rough year last year, but if he bounces back, they'll be fine. I do want them to get one more wide receiver that has a little bit more size, though.
It's going to be, you know, it's probably going to be...
Oh, like Corey Davis? Exactly.
It's probably going to be, a Mike Evans or, dare I say it, Davante Adams. I mean, one of these guys... You know, they're both on bad teams, right?
See like, it. I just
a trade the deadline mid-year deal.
Trades. Yeah, it's like tough. Like if they're like 5-2 and that happens, or like 4-3, great. But if they're like 2-4, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be very excited for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have to start out strong, and like I said, I think it's going to take them a little bit to gel. But if they're in the playoff hunt or in the playoffs by the end of the year, no team is going to want to play them. None.
Yeah,
with that running game, defense, Rodgers, it'll be tough to beat. But there's a lot of things that can go wrong too.
Yeah,
and 11-6.
And obviously the Hard Knocks, I mean, Hard Knocks has been amazing, but they're just like, the overhype is, it's scary. You know, it's scary.
Very, very. The overhype is very scary.
They're going to a lot of Broadway plays. You know, Rogers.
Teams are
going to
be like,
Rogers
everywhere.
They're
going to be trying. Yeah. They're going to be coming after them hard this year, you know, so.
Yeah. And Jets are already, I hate to say it, they're a laughing stock. So it's like, you know, obviously we're thinking the worst, but Panay, let's go.
It's like the Crows. It's like the Crows coming after the Eagles there.
Yeah, there you go. Nice reference.
Yeah.
Solace TED Talk.
I think we're going. Like, yeah, I know. I want to say 10-7, but I don't think 10-7 wins the division. So let's go with 11-6. Because I think the Bills will be right there with them. But Paul got me so excited about that defense. I think Aaron Rodgers just has to be a game manager. He just has to be Alex
Smith.
That's
it.
And I think we'll be fine. My biggest worry is with you guys, our coaching staff. Hockett has me really worried just with a legend like Sean Payton calling him a joke. And the fact that in Hard Knocks, all you saw is him quoting Naked Gun and Goldmember.
Austin Powers.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're in the film room. What are we going to do? Let's watch Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did think that was a little weird. Yeah, it was that's all he talked about. It was all movies the whole time. I'm like, what's he doing?
Rogers clearly loves this guy. Like, they have, like a serious, like, brother-type relationship since Aaron doesn't get along with his real brothers, unless you know, he rekindled.
Because Rogers probably tells him like exactly what to do, what to call,
Yeah,
it's Rogers' offense.
That's been the thing about Hard Knocks that's I've noticed the most is Rogers is like an actual, like in some of those preseason games. I'm like, this guy's gonna be a coach one day. Like, I think that's his next move. Like, he seems like real into it. Like, he's kind of like the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah.
But Panay, sorry, well. you were.
No, I was pretty much done.
Okay,
I'm very excited about this year. I think this is the year we make the playoffs. So we're gonna end this drought. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I hope so. Haven't had a home playoff game since 2002. I was there, so you know. Hope Juice was there with me. You know, rooting.
21 years.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. But with that being said, let's hear it from the Giant fans. Juice, what say you? You're obviously high on the team, so.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really appreciate the Jet Life comments I've been hearing for the last week. So any chance I get, I will remind you guys that you guys have the longest playoff drought in sports.
Football. Hold on.
Wait, in sports? Is that for real?
In sports, all right? Longest drought, 13 years.
Juice, hold on. Every single Giant fan calls a Giant Stadium. I'm sorry, but it's not
Giant
Stadium.
That's so true, yeah.
And then, you know, it is also pathetic that it's been 53 years and you won the AFC East twice. So that's how I'm going to beat all these Jets fans that are coming at me.
High horse Jerome over here.
With that being said, we're just excited.
I think, as annoying as you guys are, it is fun. It is fun when the Jets are good. It's been a long time. I think their GM did a really good job building up that defense, which I think is going to be top three. And I, you know what? I thought they should have been a playoff team last year if they just had average, maybe even a little bit below average play, but they got like the bottom end of the barrel in quarterback play and they still won 7 games.
Yep.
So I think the key is they have a tough, really tough start and then it lightens up a lot. They have to at least finish 3-3 in the first 6 games. And I think they'll be all right, you know. So I have them at 11 wins.
Okay.
All right.
So that's three of you. 11-6.
Got to keep number 8 healthy. That's the key.
For sure.
I'll say one thing about Giant fans. They only dislike Jet fans when they think that the Jets are going to be good.
When they feel
year.
Threatened, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever like they know that they're shitty, they don't pay them any mind. But when they're like, oh. It might be good. Let's like remind them.
Because you clowns are good now. you clowns are good now. And instead of saying we're going to beat New England finally, I got Jets fans yelling at me. I'm a Giants fan. Leave me alone.
Oh, I don't care about the Giants. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Miami, that's it. So you got to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam.
So, yeah, I'm going to preface this by saying just beware, right? Because we just saw what happened with Scary Hours and the Nets, and there's a little bit of a Scary Hours vibe to this team. 100%. There's a Scary Hours vibe, and then there is obviously the deja vu of Brett Favre. So with those two things in mind, I still think the Jets are going to go 10-7. If you look at their schedule, I think from week 12 on, so that's week 12 to week 18, I think they'll be favorites in every single one of those games. Whether or not they win them all, I'm not sure. But I think they have to go 3-3 before the bye. I think they could go 2-4 before the bye and still do it. One thing I'll say about this team that I've seen so far is it just seems like there's a good energy about them. Like there's a good vibe. There's a good camaraderie. So that's, so I know I mentioned the Nets as far as like a comparison with them because, you know, all the talent and is it going to work and the franchise history, but there was never really a good vibe with that team.
Right.
I feel like this team really seems to be clicking off the court, which I think is big. So I think 10-7 and I think wild card.
Adam, you could have went with a Mets reference if you wanted to. With
also, yes, I could have.
Signing Verlander and Scherzer thinking.
Yeah.
You know what? I might have went with a Met reference if I'd watched a baseball game in the last 5 years.
Yeah, all the ets are, kind of correlated there. So,
right.
All right. Good stuff. So we got the Jets and the Giants. Let's do this. Should we do future bets, and then we'll do Super Bowl predictions.
Yeah.
So I guess, we'll go around and kind of just point out some bets that we've been kind of eyeing. I'll start. I've already put in the bet for Garrett Wilson, most receiving yards, plus 2,000.
That's a one.
What's that?
It's a great one.
Yeah. I just put, $10 on that, 200. So why not? But some other ones that I noticed, and, I'll stick with the Jets here. I'm a homer. But these caught my eye. Most sacks, Quinnen Williams, plus 6,000.
I like that.
Plus 6,000. That's a nice one. And the Jets collectively as a team, most sacks, plus 1,800.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't even know that was
That's a really good one. Yeah. So
you're going to break the world record.
I hope. So those three I love.
Who was the favorite for that?
I gotta look back, but if I had to guess, it's the Niners.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
And
but if for someone 1,800,
if someone has FanDuel open, they could check. But I'm almost positive it was the Niners.
Wow.
I think like plus 600. If I had to guess, but yeah, those are my bets.
Okay.
I like
them. Mine are pretty easy. I've been saying them for a while now. Darren Waller over. It was 640.
Come on, that, for
sure. It was 640. Now it's 650. Zay Flowers is another one. I forget the actual number, but I think it's in the 550 range, 600, which I think is extremely low. And Odell Beckham.
Ooh.
For that over, I think, yeah, like might as well stack them, right? And then do like Lamar Jackson over yards. So you hit one of them, you're probably going to hit all three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the other one? 10 wins parlay. I took the Bills, Eagles, Niners, Jets, and Saints. I think it pays like 8 or 9 to 1.
Oh, wow.
Maybe more than that.
I just wouldn't want to root for the Bills.
It's kind of like an emotional hedge, you know?
Yeah, you love those. You love those, like, more than anyone. I can't do it.
Yeah. It's my go-to.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
Those are the ones only so far, but now I got to see the one you do with the sacks. That's that's great.
Yeah. Love that one. Who's next? Adam.
All right. So, obviously, I got the Saints over 9.5 wins. Already got that in.
Yeah,
I like that. I got Chief Super Bowl. I this is my third year in a row taking it. I'm just going to take it every year until Mahomes retires. So it's 650 now. And then if you get close, if you put 200 on it or 500 on it, if you get close, you can hedge off of it. So that's a fun one to do, just because if they host the AFC title game every year, you're going to have a hedge bet at the end. So you should be able to get something back. And then for longer shots, if you like the Bears, right, their coach is 16-1 to win Coach of the Year. So if they go for worst, yeah, their coach. His name is.
Who's their coach again?
I think it's Eberflus.
Eberflus, yes, Eberflus. So if you think they're going to win the division, or if you think they're going to be good, you got to think he's going to be in the mix for that.
Oh yeah. Wow, 16-1.
Then a little bit of a homer one, obviously, but usually quarterbacks win MVP. If you think Daniel Jones has a leap in him, and if you think the Giants might surprise, if you want to just play the odds, 75-1.
Oh my Daniel God.
MVP is awfully long, so I'm gonna use that one too.
Okay, you can't correct me if I'm wrong, Paul. In New York, you can't bet like MVP or award winners, right? It's only in New Jersey.
No, which I don't understand.
I don't get that at all. Why? Fucking sucks.
Yeah, you just drive over the border. Oh wait, you're kind of far from.
Yeah,
that.
I can't. I mean, I was just down there. I probably should have looked that up while I was there. Oh well. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Tony's gonna be like, be right back. I'm going to the supermarket and come back 4 hours later.
Yeah, I'll be right back, Andy. Sorry, you know, got held up.
Comes back with no food.
No food. Oh, oops, I forgot. Not shady at all. Yeah, it's whack. I don't get that one at all. That doesn't make sense to me. Oh well.
Maybe because the awards are presented in New York, or maybe the voting is in New York. I don't know. It's got to be some of that.
Yeah.
Stupid. Anyway.
All right, cool. Juice.
So, to that conversation, I'm going to leverage that. I was just going to pick my winners for each thing. So, I got MVP Jalen Hurts, Offensive Player of the Year Lamar Jackson, Defensive Player of the Year Micah Parsons, Coach of the Year Mike Tomlin, rookies will be Bijan Robinson and Will Anderson Jr. And then I just got four predictions. I think I already said them, but I'll reiterate. I think the Bengals are going to finish last in the division, that would be huge.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson bench for Jared Stidham. Darren Waller, I have him getting 1,000 yards. I'm hoping he stays healthy. You can do it. And I put Garrett Wilson, top five receiver. So yards, touchdowns, all of that. And then my predictions for coaches fired. I got the Bucks, Raiders, Commanders, Browns, Cowboys, and I think Sean McVay resigns as the Rams coach.
Wow.
Cool.
That's a McVay bloodbath.
Goes into the media.
That's a bloodbath right there. Yeah, McVay.
Yeah, definitely. The Bucks have the former Jets coach, Todd Bowles. Raiders have Josh McDaniels. Commanders, Rivera's already putting his foot in his mouth.
Riverboat Ron.
Browns are just... Yeah, the Browns just aren't winning with who they have
Stefanski.
Now. Stefanski. And then the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy is not it. I think he's washed. So
some of those will definitely happen.
And then McVay's just had a tough couple of years. I think I said this last year. It didn't happen, but I think he's going to just need to take a break.
Did you see – are you on, is someone on FanDuel or no?
I'm not.
No.
No.
Can you do like Waller? You know, we all think he's going to go way over. Can you do like alt yards, like over 800 or something? Or
it probably like have that. I can check right now. While you guys keep going, I'll check it out.
For MVP, has it ever not been like in the last, like, I don't know, like our lifetime? Has it ever not been a quarterback?
I remember Adrian Peterson winning it.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be a running back who did it.
It was definitely a running back, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. I'm with you, Juice. I think Jalen Hurts. I thought last year he was gonna get it. He was gonna be like a sneaky MVP pick. I think this year he gets it. Yeah, I like that. Or Lamar, but like it scares me sometimes when they get the big contracts. Right? Are they as motivated? You know. So
yeah,
and he's already won it. I don't know, but We'll see.
I think he will be because it was so much drama with that, and he's coming off an injury.
That's true.
And he hasn't won yet. Like, how many playoff games has he won?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Panay, what do you got?
I'm not going with a player prop. I'm going with an over-under. I think the under of the Carolina Panthers, under 7.5.
Wow, their over-under is 7.5?
Yeah, that seems
that's
high.
That's high. Wow.
Jesus. Yeah, that's like...
And then I think I'm going with that, and I'm jumping on the sack train.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, there's no alternate line for Waller, so...
Bullshit.
Damn. Damn. All right, and then I guess let's do our Super Bowl predictions. I'll start. Jets 31, Niners 21.
Yeah!
What happened? Is it the magician?
You were breaking up. What'd you say? Hello?
That was the Hard Knocks prediction. I know that. Paul's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, that was the...
I'm back now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that would you say that was the Mentalist?
The Magician.
Yeah, the Magician, Knocks, whatever. Right? Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, then I don't know. That's
my head might blow up.
Scary, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be fucking scary. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know any other way, so I'm just going with that.
Here's my prediction.
Okay.
As a Jet fan, we've dealt with a lot, obviously. There hasn't been much worse in my fandom having to watch a Giant and Jet Super Bowl. I mean, sorry, a Giant and Pat Super Bowl two times in how many years?
Yeah, that happened in 5 years, yeah. It was horrible, yeah.
So it's your turn, Jerry's. It's going to be the Eagles versus the Jets with the Jets
fun
things, and you're gonna come to the parade. You're gonna come to the parade with us.
Yeah, I'll go to the parade.
Why not?
Let's go. Let's fucking go. That would be amazing. Yeah, I'm rooting for that. Adam,
I'm gonna be really boring. When was the last time there was a rematch in the Super Bowl? Do we know?
Ooh, never. Right?
No, never.
Oh, all really? Right. This is going to be the first time in NFL history we get a rematch. It's going to be Chiefs, Eagles, and I'm going to pick the Chiefs again, 31-28.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that hasn't happened, right? A repeat Super Bowl, like back to back.
Not that I could think of. I mean,
yeah, I don't think so. Wow.
Not back to back. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Juice.
Even though I had the Jets winning the division, I have the Bills doing better in the playoffs. I have Bills over Eagles. I tried to pick another. I hate the Eagles so much. I tried to pick another NFC team, and I just couldn't. They're all putrid. It's nothing compared to the AFC. So, yep, I have Bills over Eagles.
All right, Bills finally win it. They're first.
Buffalo.
Super Bowl. I will tell you, the Bills fans, they're one of the most passionate fan bases in football. Like they make their presence known up here in you know the capital region. We're like 4 hours from Buffalo. I know it's upstate New York, but we're closer to you know MetLife and even Gillette probably in this area. And great fan base. I'm not gonna lie. So we'll see. I would hate it, but you know whatever. Panay.
I think this is the best opportunity to see the Jets in the Super Bowl, so I'm picking Jets over Eagles.
Yeah,
battle of the green.
So that's two Jets Eagles. Okay, wow.
Jesus Christ, do you guys pick with no bias? Like what?
A little biased.
Jets fans picking the Jets.
A little biased here. Yeah. You know.
I didn't stick the Giants in there. Come on.
Yeah, but it's realistic that the Jets win.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what didn't we wow, we did a good job, guys. Hour and 38 minutes here.
All right. There we go.
What did we is there anything we did not cover? Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to I wanted to ask you guys what number do you think Rodgers is going to wear in Minnesota next year?
Oh, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Who do you think the head coach is going to be after they fire Sala?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Mike Kapka.
Oh man.
Good question. Rex Ryan.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, that'd be funny. What about please Gruden? No. John Gruden. Chucky, bring him back. Nah, that's definitely, you know, for the Jets, it's definitely the biggest, you know, variable. So, I don't know. It's gonna be fun Monday night. Hopefully we're able to watch it, Juice. So that's another thing. A little toughy.
Yeah, the Spectrum blacking out all the Disney channels. It's like terrible.
Yeah.
If that thing isn't fixed, I'm going out. I'm not missing the Jets and Bills.
Yeah, I'll meet you somewhere. We'll do it up.
Yeah. I'm definitely watching football.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. That's like the last thing I want to do. I can't always just try and stream it.
You know what I was thinking, though? The Jets are the local team. I don't know about you, Tom, but the Jets here definitely are the local team. Doesn't it have to be on, like,
it'll be at 7.
So ABC ABC will show it, but it won't show it up here for me?
No, I won't. I definitely won't get it if it's on ABC. I'm saying if it's CBS that covers it, or like Channel 9 or something, you know, because they're a local team, they like have to show it.
Yeah. This is like an ESPN thing. So yeah. Monday Night Football is ESPN. So yeah, it would be on ABC and ESPN. So yeah, it'll probably be blacked out.
We'll be able to check the guide for it, but I think that it'll be on TV.
I think they're going to get this resolved. The NFL is a monster. Like, this is like, what was that thing last year? Like the top 100 most viewed shows, and like, I don't know, 95 of them were like NFL games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
I mean,
now,
yeah, come on.
YouTube TV like offers you a package where they give you like a bundle of you can stream all the sports and everything. You know, like, I'm tied to it. Like, I have to have Spectrum, and I don't pay much. It's like kind of built into my
same juice.
HOA.
Yeah.
So, but like, I can imagine people are calling and saying they'll cancel their shit and just get YouTube.
Yeah, fuck that. Because I know Spectrum is in the city, too. That's like the big, in New York City. I think how many people that is. I mean, it's insane.
It used to be Time Warner Cable, and that was the worst company in the history of the United States of America.
Yeah. Yes, and Spectrum's up there. Brutal. So, yeah, I think they'll figure it out. But, yeah, clock's ticking. Thursday night, can't wait. Lions, Chiefs. Yeah, we're here, fellas. We made it.
We made it. I love it.
We made
Season
it.
Season starts Thursday. This is great.
Tina, you sure you don't want to pick? You sure you don't want to pick the Colts for 13 wins?
I'll pick them. I'll pick the Colts for 2 wins.
Two. Okay. No, I am. I definitely am. Like, intrigued watching. You know, Anthony Richardson. That should be at least. They'll at least be watchable because of that. You know.
Well, one thing I'll say, how awesome is Deion Sanders? Like, he's going to be coaching the NFL. Yes. He'll be coaching the Commanders or something next year.
Jets. So fun. Or the Jets. You know, him and Sauce together? How about that?
Yeah. Sal Powell was on the Michael K show today, and he said, you know, if this continues, he's not going to go be looking at these power conference big name teams. He's going right to the NFL.
I could see that. Best believe I already put in Travis Hunter, Heisman winner.
Love it.
He has such an advantage on college with the recruiting portal. NIL.
Yeah.
He'll be doing that stuff at NFL, though. It'll be trickier.
I hope they keep this up. I mean, his son at quarterback and everything coming out of there is just, like, all positive. But,
it's super fun.
Yeah, that Travis Hunter, I got it at plus 800. Plus 8,000. Yeah, plus 8,000.
There you go.
To win the Heisman. So, I don't know what it's at now, but Yeah, we'll see.
Over the week, over last weekend, I went one and oh gambling. The only game I took was the Tar Heels or the Gamecocks.
Nice.
Carolina Pride.
There you go. All right. Anything else, guys, that we didn't get to?
Mikal Bridges. He might not be the
hero that Team USA wants, but he's the hero they need. Sorry.
Yeah, FIBA, baby. So, yeah, how much more we got there? Like, how many more games? Like, where are they?
Semifinals.
Okay.
Semis.
Yeah. That'd be great if it's U.S., Canada. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
They'll probably play Germany on, I think, Friday or Saturday. And then, yeah, the winner of, like, Canada, Slovenia. Yeah, might play Luka in the final.
That'd be fun. That'd be great. So.
But, yeah, I'm smelling a USA-Canada final for sure.
Hell yeah. So. All right, guys, we did it. Panay, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Once again, absolutely.
It was a party.
Get ready for Red Zone this Sunday. And Giants, Cowboys Sunday night. Jets, Bills Monday night. It's going to be a fun season, fellas.
Sure.
Good luck to you guys.
Good luck to all.
Yeah, good luck.
And a little take care. Comb your hair.